Hello friends, I welcome you to another wonderful chapter of our subject Total Quality Management. I assure you that you will really like this topic, because in this topic you will learn a different thought, different definition of quality. Earlier we have studied various definitions of quality, such as degree to which a set of inherent characteristics fulfills customer requirements, then fitness for use, conformance to specifications, value for price paid, excellence that is better than a minimum standard, etc. Now, customer requirement means customer expectations or needs that are stated, generally implied or obligatory. All these definitions are now known to us. But in this chapter, we will learn a different viewpoint about quality. The name of the chapter is Taguchi's Quality Concepts. You can see a photograph of Dr. Taguchi on this slide. His specialty was that he gave us a very different thought about quality. His concern was that the products of bad quality make a substantial loss to the customer and the society. Further, he made a very influential contribution to industrial statistics. Dr. Taguchi was a mechanical engineer and statistician. From the 1950s onwards, Taguchi developed a methodology for applying statistics to improve the quality of manufactured goods. During the 1950s, he collaborated widely, and in 1954-55, he was visiting professor at the Indian Statistical Institute, where he worked with C.R. Rao, Ronald Fisher, and Walter Schuhart. While working at the SQC unit of Indian Statistical Institute, he was introduced to orthogonal arrays invented by C.R. Rao, a topic which was to be instrumental in enabling him to develop the foundation blocks of what is now known as Taguchi methods. Let us now see the key elements of Taguchi's quality philosophy. One of the key elements of Taguchi's quality philosophy include Taguchi loss function, which was used to measure financial loss to society resulting from poor quality. He always felt that products are shipped out from the manufacturer. But since there are many quality problems in the products, it not only creates inconvenience to the customer, but it creates heavy losses to the society as a whole. We will discuss this in detail in the next slides. In engineering, the Taguchi method of quality control focuses on design and development to create efficient, reliable products. This method considers design to be more important than the manufacturing process in quality control, seeking to eliminate variances in production before they can occur. Companies such as Toyota, Ford, Boeing, and Xerox have adopted this method. The Taguchi method involves reducing the variation in a process through robust design of experiments. The overall objective of the method is to produce high quality product at low cost to the manufacturer. Taguchi developed a method for designing experiments to investigate how different parameters affect the mean and variance of a process performance characteristic that defines how well the process is functioning. The experimental design proposed by Taguchi involves using orthogonal arrays to organize the parameters affecting the process and the levels at which they should be varied. From the 1950s onwards, Taguchi developed a methodology for applying statistics to improve the quality of manufactured goods. In 1950, he joined the Electrical Communications Laboratory, ECL, of the Nippon Telegraph and Telephone Corporation, just as statistical quality control was beginning to become popular in Japan under the influence of Dr. Deming and Union of Japanese Scientists and Engineers. ECL was engaged in a rivalry with Bell Labs to develop crossbar and telephone switching systems. And Taguchi spent his 12 years there in developing methods for enhancing quality and reliability. Even at this point, He was beginning to consult widely in Japanese industry, with Toyota being an early adopter of his ideas. He has won 4 Deming Awards. As said above, in engineering, the Taguchi method of quality control focuses on design and development to create efficient, reliable products. This method considers design to be more important than the manufacturing process in quality control, seeking to eliminate variances in production before they can occur. If the product is an injection nozzle that must give out fuel sprays in a required direction and required quantity, part of its quality is determined by how accurate the spray direction is, how accurate the diameters of those tiny holes are. With the Taguchi method of quality control, the focus is to use research and design to ensure that every unit of the product will closely match those design specifications and perform exactly as designed. The Taguchi method gauges quality as a calculation of loss to society associated with a product. In particular, loss in a product is defined by variations and deviations in its function, as well as detrimental side effects that result from the product. Loss from detrimental side effects on society speaks to whether or not the design of the product could inherently lead to an adverse impact. For example, if operating a grinding machine creates an injury to the operator, or an acid pickling tank pollutes the atmosphere, or due to it, if the operator faints, it is called as detrimental side effects of the product. Loss from variation in function is a comparison of how much each unit of the product differs in the way it operates. The greater that variance, the more significant the loss in function and quality. If the diameter of a cylindrical pin after the grinding operation has a tolerance of plus minus 0.01 millimeters, and there is too much variation in the diameter away from the tolerance, the function of the pin will be seriously affected. This may create loss to the customer and the society because of reduced performance. Another example, if the product is a precision drill that must consistently drill holes of an exact size in all materials it is used on, part of its quality is determined by how much the units of the product differ from those standards. Loss from detrimental side effects on society speaks to whether or not the design of the product could inherently lead to an adverse impact. For example, if operating the precision drill could cause injury to the operator because of how it is designed, there is a loss of quality in the product. Under the Taguchi method, work done during the design stage of creation would aim to minimize the possibility that the drill would be crafted in a way that its use could cause injuries to the operator. From a higher perspective, the Taguchi method would also strive to reduce the cost to society to use the product. For instance, the drill could be designed to minimize the need for regular maintenance. Another example is of a refrigerator or a TV set, which can be designed to have zero maintenance. A company manufactures a product and ships it. From the time this product is shipped, it imparts various losses to the society, such as failure to meet customer expectations or failure to meet the required performance. Sometimes there are detrimental side effects created by the product. Then there are losses due to badly designed production processes, losses due to faulty raw materials, unskilled and untrained labor, and losses in the energy. According to Taguchi, quality is the losses imparted to society right from the product is shipped by the manufacturing company. Let us discuss an example of a strong plastic cover that can bend easily, which is used as a cover to protect the materials. Farmers were using the plastic cover to cover the crop of wheat. The important parameter for the farmers is the thickness of the cover. The diagram at the left shows the quality of the plastic cover. In other words, the variability of the thickness of the plastic cover is shown in the diagram at the left. Design A is just capable of meeting the specifications. It is on the nominal target. After considerable effort, the production process was improved and the variability was reduced. The losses to the protected materials were under control. In order to reduce the production costs, the manufacturer decided to shift the target closer to the lower specification limit as shown by the design B. This action resulted in substantial improvement because the cost to the manufacturer was reduced. However, the plastic covers now were not as strong as the earlier ones. When the farmers used these covers to protect wheat, they tore because of lower thickness. Naturally, the farmer incurred a substantial loss. Additionally, the cost of wheat increased as a result of supply and demand factors. This increased the price of wheat, which was further lost to the society. The company's reputation was damaged and the market share was affected because of loss aspects. Let us discuss another example. The Sony company manufactures television sets in Japan as well as in USA. One of the quality parameters which was important to the customer was the color density. Though the quality of the TV sets manufactured by Sony in Japan as well as in USA were good as per specifications, the perception by the customers was different. In case of TV sets manufactured by Sony in Japan, the distribution of color density was normal. It was also centered on target. However, the color density of 0.3% of the TV sets was outside the specifications. One can say that the quality is unacceptable. The distribution of the Sony USA was uniform between the specifications with no values outside the specifications. One can now say that the quality is better than the quality of TV sets manufactured by Sony in Japan. There was a big surprise. Between Sony Japan and Sony USA, the customers preferred Sony Japan. Strange, isn't it? The customers perceived quality as meeting the target rather than just meeting the specifications. Thus, the loss function corrects for the deficiency by combining cost, target, and variation into one metric. Taguchi methods are statistical methods, sometimes called as robust design methods. These methods are used to improve the quality of manufactured goods. More recently, these methods are also applied to engineering, biotechnology, marketing, and even advertising. The world has acknowledged that it is the robust design which creates not only quality, but also appearance, customer acceptance, reliability, maintainability, and last but not least, safety, which removes detrimental side effects of the products. Let us discuss the Taguchi methods one by one. Nominal the best is used wherever there is a nominal or target value and there is a variation about the value, such as dimensions, voltage, weight, velocity, temperature, etc. The target is finite but not zero. Taguchi's approach was to reduce variation and then bring the average on the target. When the value for the performance characteristics Y is within the specifications, the loss is zero. Loss occurs as soon as the performance characteristic Y departs from the target. Let us find out how to calculate the loss to the society when the performance characteristics Y departs from the target. Consider that delta is equal to Y minus target when Y is at the upper specification limit or lower specification limit. In this situation, the loss to the customer of repairing or discarding the product is, let us say, A. Then the quality loss coefficient becomes K is equal to A upon delta square. The quadratic loss function is then described by the equation loss is equal to K into bracket Y minus target bracket square, where Y, the performance characteristic, has other values than delta. Let us take an example of the shafts being ground on a cylindrical grinding machine. The target value for diameter of shafts is 9 mm. 8 samples give 9.2, 9.35, 9.43, 9.34, 9.24, 9.45, 9.27, 9.36. These are all Y values, aren't they? Then the quality loss coefficient is, that is K, is A upon delta square, and that is given as 9500. S is equal to standard deviation of all these values, and that is 0.088156. Average diameter of shaft, that is X bar, is 9.33. Then average loss is calculated as per this formula, which is ₹1108 per shaft. This means that if the average diameter is 9.33 instead of 9, which is the target, and the variation, which is denoted by S, which is 0.088156, then the average loss to the society would be ₹1108 per shaft. The loss can be lowered by first reducing the variation S, then adjusting the average diameter to bring it to the target. Smaller the best is used for situations where the target value is zero. For example, computer response time is zero, then it is most preferable. If automotive emissions are zero, it is the best situation. If the corrosion in pipes is zero, it is wonderful, isn't it? There are no negative values for the performance characteristics. Consider that delta is equal to Y minus target, where Y is at the upper specification limit or lower specification limit. In this situation, the loss to the customer of repairing or discarding the product is, let us say, A. Then the quality loss coefficient is K is equal to A upon delta square. The quadratic loss function is described by equation loss is equal to KY square, where Y is equal to performance characteristics, that which is other than delta. Larger the best. The target value for larger the best is infinity, which gives zero loss. For example, if the bond strength of adhesives is maximum, it is great. If welding strength of a weld is maximum, it is most preferable, isn't it? There are no negative values for the performance characteristic. The worst case is Y equal to zero. That means if the welding strength is zero, then it is the worst case. Consider that delta is equal to Y minus target when Y is at the upper specification limit or lower specification limit. In this situation, the loss to the customer of repairing or discarding the product is, let us say, A. Then the quality loss coefficient is A upon delta square. The quadratic loss function is then described by equation loss is equal to k into bracket 1 upon y square, where y is the performance characteristic which has other values than delta. Here you see the graphical representation of the situations, smaller the best and larger the best. You can see how the loss varies with respect to the performance characteristic y. In case of smaller the best, as the value of y goes up, loss goes up dramatically. In case of larger the best, as the value of y goes up, loss goes down dramatically. The Taguchi method involves reducing the variation in a process through robust design of experiments. The overall objective of the method is to produce high quality product at low cost to the manufacturer. This low cost in turn would result in low price to the customer. Taguchi developed a method for designing experiments to investigate how different parameters of the process affect the mean and variance of a process performance characteristic that defines how well the process is functioning. The experimental design proposed by Taguchi involves using orthogonal arrays to organize the parameters affecting the process and the levels at which they should be varied. Instead of having to test all possible combinations like the factorial design, the Taguchi method tests pairs of combinations. This allows for the collection of necessary data to determine which factors most affect product quality with a minimum amount of experimentation, thus saving time and resources. The Taguchi method is best used when there is an intermediate number of variables, that is 3 to 50, then few interactions between variables, and when only a few variables contribute significantly. Thus, Dr. Taguchi has shown us the direction to improve the quality of a product by designing the product and process and reducing loss to the customer and in turn to the society. Thank you.